lifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and boom lifts. Visit us online to search our inventory of more than 4,000 equipment categories and get custom information on any unit. Visit unitedrentals.com/used today.
Gym class for a Monday here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk some NFL football. Vinny Iyer from the Sporting News will be joining us as camps are underway. Heck, we got a game coming up on Thursday, the Hall of Fame game between the Broncos and the Falcons, and we'll talk some NFL football. A busy day on the college football front. We'll take a look at the weekend that was in the world of sports and a whole lot more. It's coming up on the Gym Class here on KGYM. And on this breezy and sunny Monday, we come your way from our studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Gym class here on KGYM, your local programming block underway right here on 1600 AM, 107.5 or 106.3 FM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Kyle Manns, our producer, once again here today as get ready to take you through the 3 o'clock hour. As we mentioned, we're going to talk some NFL football. Vinny Iyer is going to join us. We already have a position coach fired as far as the National Football League is concerned. And we'll kick that around and a whole lot more coming up before 4 o'clock here today. As always, we are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Hope you made it out sometime during this weekend, past weekend. And it's a terrific spot to meet up with friends, coworkers, the family, what have you. Again, they're located at the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And that is, of course, Third Base Brewery. How you doing? How was the weekend? You ready to go?
Weekend was excellent. I'm ready to go. We've got college football news. We've got Midwest League baseball going on right now. We've got high school baseball underway. A game or two in the books already.
Indeed. And, let's start with state baseball tournament, which is going on at Principal Park in Des Moines. And right now, they are in the second of the 2A quarterfinals. And this has been a wild one, to say the least. It is Des Moines Christian leading Central Lee 6-5. That is in the bottom of the fifth inning. Walks, hits, lot of errors. A lot of things going on right now in this one. The winner of this is going to get top-seeded North Lynn as the Lynx defeated West Branch earlier today. That by a score of 6-5. Now I'm looking at that score and trying. It's now 6-6 between Central Lee and Des Moines Christian on another error. And North Lynn defeated West Branch today by a score of 8-1. Jake Hilmer got the victory in the mound going four innings. And only had to go four innings because North Lynn got the big lead early on. And head coach Travis Griffith pulled Jake Hilmer at that time to save him for later in the week for semifinals and finals. So it all worked out beautifully, I think, today for the Lynx. Jumped out early and advanced on to the semifinals today.
Yeah, it's North Lynn, the top seed, and really the end of an era for the seniors on this North Lynn ball club, many of whom participated on the wonderful basketball teams that North Lynn had. So I know they're really hopeful of capping it off with a state championship.
Well on their way after the big win today over a good West Branch team, no doubt about that. And they will take on either Central Lee or Des Moines Christian, and that will be on Thursday afternoon. Or no, I beg your pardon, Thursday evening. Maybe. Forget it. It's Thursday. We know that. It used to be that if you played the early game, you would play the first game in the semi. Now they've changed that around. So this depends on who they want to play in the first game or not. But they will play on Thursday. 319-366-1600. That's a Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. And interesting weekend, certainly. Just very interesting out there. You had some great racing up and down the line. First of all, you had baseball. The National League Central is a mess at this time. Some would say a mediocre mess, as the Cubs, Brewers, and Cardinals are all within a game of each other, and the Cubs and the Cardinals play this week in St. Louis. You had another big golf tournament, so you had another Brooks Koepka win. It's just an amazing, amazing feat that Brooks Koepka continues to put out. This one, because of the fact he didn't show up for his tee time until, what, 45 minutes ahead of time? Something like that. Unheard of on the PGA Tour. People are freaking out all over the place. Said, no, I was warming up on my own. I'm fine. I'm ready to go. And all he did was dust Rory McIlroy and the rest of the field and win the World Golf Championship event at Memphis.
No question he's the number one player in the world after what he's done the last couple of years. And a lot of people anticipated, you know, this is going to be a great shootout between Koepka and McIlroy. Maybe somebody else would come from behind and make it interesting, but McIlroy didn't play well at all. Koepka did, and he's your World Golf Championship winner. Clearly number one golfer in the world. I don't think there's any question.
No, there's not even a doubt right now. And the guy is just a machine as far as big events are concerned, and probably on his way to a PGA Player of the Year, I would imagine. At this point, with another major under his belt, now the World Golf Championship win at Memphis, and with the playoffs yet to come in a couple of weeks, he's the early favorite, I think, to take away maybe even the FedEx Cup and Player of the Year honors as far as the PGA Tour is concerned. Speaking of the tour, this is the final week before the playoffs. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson in the field this week at the Wyndham Championships. Believe he usually does play at Wyndham more often than not, because I think one of his sponsors is tied in with Wyndham, so he's usually there. But it's a twofold situation, and it pretty much comes down to Zach's needs at least a top 10, if not a top 5 this week, to keep playing golf this year.
Yeah, he's around 150, I think, in the FedEx Cup rankings, and you hit it on the head. I got to believe a top 3 finish, depending on what other people do, but not a lot of the top players will be in this field. Zach has not had a great year, as we've outlined before, but just takes that one tournament, and we've seen it from a lot of different players this year rise up and do some wonderful things in a certain tournament. So I know a lot of folks around here hope that's the case with Zach.
I count me as one of those folks. And by the way, we've got Caddy Smack coming up on Wednesday of this week to talk golf with you right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. As we mentioned, that is the Hurtin & Stocker Jewelers text line. And I'd love to hear from you out there today. The big story of the day, Mark, comes from just to the north and just to the east. And, well, that's 50% of that. And then T-Town down in the Sun Belt, down in Alabama. But, oh, this gets everybody riled up every time one of these happens around here. And this one, I think, hit home a little bit more for the fan base. Announced earlier today, Wisconsin and Alabama are going to play a home-and-home football series. A 1-1, one in Wisconsin, one in Alabama, 2024-2025. So not around the corner or anything like that. It'll be, you know, several years down the road. Who knows if the two coaches are going to be around, especially as far as Nick Saban is concerned. But you've got Alabama, I guess, listening to the critics a little bit. I have not been one of them. I think Alabama's schedule has been fine. I think the SEC schedules are fine. They aren't any different than anybody else's, except they play that non-conference game ahead of the last game of the year, usually, the cupcake. Alabama's played some neutral site biggies over the years. I have no problem with that. But this is going to be a home-and-home, and it's going to be in 2024 up at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, and it will be at Bryant-Denny in 2025 as Alabama will host Wisconsin.
Of course, there's a certain segment of the Iowa fan base who say, why can't we do this? Why can't we get Alabama or somebody like that? Well, as one of the techs has pointed out, Mark says, I am a Hawkeye, but Iowa fans should be careful what they wish for. When Iowa consistently can beat Wisconsin, they can set their sights on bigger games. Otherwise, they should stay in their lane.
We got to stay in the lane today at 312. That's interesting to see. You and I are both long enough in the tooth to remember when Iowa fans got their wish. The clamoring was there in all through the late 80s into the early 90s. Oh, got to play somebody, got to play somebody. And then the Miami Hurricanes came. And pretty much shut a lot of people up for about 5 or 6 years on playing a real blue blood as far as college football is concerned. I've used that as an example, not saying that's going to happen again, certainly, but history sometimes does repeat itself. 319-366-1600.
Iowa has played some high-profile teams in the past. I go back to the 70s when UCLA came to town.
But Iowa stunk then.
But Iowa beat them in Iowa City.
They did.
That was a ranked UCLA team. Iowa's played USC on the road, played the Arizonas on the road, which isn't going to happen again as long as Kirk Ferentz is the head coach.
Has gone on record saying that Iowa is not going to play the Pac-12. They're not going to play any home-and-home series.
Played Tennessee in the kickoff classic in Hayden Fry's regime.
That's right.
Has played Kansas State.
Correct.
On a neutral field.
Also in a kickoff classic.
Mm-hmm.
Situation. Got a lot of texts flying in.
You want to see Alabama come to Kinnick Stadium? Give us a text, 319-366-1600.
Yeah, and the texts are flying in fast and furious right now, Mark. We can get to some of these here.
3739, also pointing out NC State was on the schedule.
Correct.
Syracuse was on the schedule. Pitt's been on the
Pitt has been on the schedule. Absolutely.
Cheddar. Not sure if Cheddar's from Wisconsin, but points out, Wisconsin is a more nationally recognized brand. Iowa brand just doesn't hold water. Badger Mike, Barry Alvarez does it again.
True. Very much true. You know, I have no problem with Wisconsin playing Alabama. Terrific. If you want Iowa to play Auburn, if you want Iowa to play, you know, name a school, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee again, whatever the case may be, say goodbye to the Iowa-Iowa State game because it's not going to happen. Iowa is not going to play Iowa State and Virginia Tech.
It's possible,
Florida
but it's
State.
Not Iowa's philosophy.
That's not their philosophy.
A game like that could replace Miami of Ohio this year. And you still got Iowa-Iowa State. But that's not Iowa's philosophy and never has been.
No. It has not been.
Or rarely has been.
Under Hayden Fry, it has not been under Kirk Ferentz. And I don't see it changing anytime in the near future. And as much money is tied in to the Cy-Hawk series with Iowa and Iowa State, why turn down that money to bring in on a one-fer to Kinnick Stadium somebody like Florida State or, you know, whomever put them in there? It's not going to be a Pac-12 team. It's probably not going to be a Big 12 team. It's going to be an ACC team or an SEC team that it's going to be coming in here. And like you said, Pitt has played Iowa. Syracuse has played Iowa. So there's ACC teams right there that you can pretty much scratch off. It's more likely going to be an SEC team. And I just don't see it happening anytime in the near future.
61-68 on the text line. Wisconsin does not have to play Wisconsin State every single year.
That is also true.
Reference to the Iowa-Iowa State series.
Now, Wisconsin in 2024 is going to play Alabama and Virginia Tech in the same year. That's aggressive. That is very aggressive. It can be really good or really backfire as far as the Badgers are concerned. But like I said, that's 5 years down the road. I mean, some of the kids are going to be playing in that game aren't even on campus right now.
Cyclone Tim on the text line. Tim, how are you? I would love to see Iowa get crushed by Alabama. What's the big deal?
That opened up a can of worms, didn't it?
5680, yes, fans are tired of playing no names and Iowa State. Yes, they may get beat, but it is what the fans want to see.
1657 from the 515 area code says, every fan base says, we want Bama until Bama shows up. Clemson is the only team to say that and still be standing afterwards.
Is Bama still going to be Bama in 2024?
I think Bama's going to be Bama for as long as Bama wants to be Bama, if that makes any sense in the world. Saban is, as long as he's there, Alabama is going to be fine. No doubt about it. They're going to be fine. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk to Vinny Iyer coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Knew this was going to bring about a lot of discussion here. As soon as it came out, Wisconsin tweeted out Bucky versus Bama today. And I said, I turned to Todd and in the sports office and said, oh boy, here we go again. Round 75 of this discussion.
27:40 on the text line. It may help recruiting. Kudos to Wisconsin for stepping up. David at Hudson, they play nine conference games now. They're not going to play two Power Five teams.
That is true. Now, am I going to say that the landscape of college football might change in 2024, 2025, something like that? There is talk from the NCAA about having teams play a non-conference Power Five school, at least one. Now, Iowa already does. They play Iowa State. Same thing with Iowa State. Iowa State plays Iowa. You look at the Cyclone schedule in there as well this year. UNI and Iowa. Iowa State also not bringing in anybody like Florida State or Florida or Tennessee or whatever the case may be. Now
nobody wants to go to Ames right now.
Nobody wants to go to Ames right now. I guarantee you nobody wants to go to Ames as long as Matt Campbell is coaching the Cyclones. But who knows? Maybe the landscape of college football will be changing by then, and maybe this is just proactive as far as Alabama and Wisconsin and what they're doing.
A couple folks on the text line like to see Iowa-Notre Dame. Not going to happen.
Now, there were rumors about neutral site when Gary Bard had talked about that at Big Ten Media Days that, it could happen, and if there is a neutral site game in Chicago, a natural would be in Notre Dame going up against an Iowa. So I'm not going to say never on that one.
Notre Dame already plays Michigan, Michigan State.
And the ACC
USC,
schools.
Army. Yeah.
Navy. People like that. Of the ilk. What else on the text line?
I'm trying to keep up with it here.
It's humming. By the way, the Colonels have pulled within 9-7. That is in the ninth inning out at Veterans Memorial Stadium. They are playing an afternoon game out there today. Beautiful day to play an afternoon game, too.
Greg recalling a game from back in our day. Following Bob Cummings' Iowa upset of Penn State 7-6 in the mid-70s, the media started calling the Hawks the Wild Bunch. The following week, I went to USC.
And got wild bunched.
55-0.
At the Coliseum.
Thank you, Greg.
They did. 319-366-1600. That's the Hertie and Stocker Jeweler text line. Phone line available to you as well. Again, it's 319-366-1600. As Wisconsin and Alabama are going to play some football coming up in 2024.
A couple other texts saying, I'd like to see Iowa, Arkansas, or Iowa, Georgia anytime.
Georgia. Arkansas, I can see. But you don't have the Bielema thing there now. That's Iowa, Arkansas is one.
It'd be a nice matchup.
It'd be doable. That would be doable. They're both somewhat regionally close. It's not a play to Kansas City if you want to.
Yeah.
Instead of playing at home and home. That's definitely a doable one. So, you know, what Alabama's playing Wisconsin. And I agree with some of the earlier texters. Right now, and this isn't a pop against the Iowa football team or the Iowa athletic department or whatnot, but if you survey 100 people that are college football people, Wisconsin, in their minds, would probably be a better brand than Iowa at this point. Agree with that?
Yeah.
So I don't think it's going to do at... Now, if Iowa goes on to win the Big Ten West 2 or 3 years in a row, then maybe the tune changes in 2026, 2027, mm-hmm. or whatnot. Not saying it's going to happen, but Alabama playing Iowa right now is not going to put a charge into the Alabama fan base, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. Pierce Baker Bowl. 319-366-1600 here at 323. State baseball going on. Colonels going on, as we mentioned, as the Colonels taking on the Clinton Lumber Kings in a wild one out at Veterans Memorial Stadium today. And it's now a final. The Colonels have fallen to Clinton by a score of 9-7. Wander Javier had a chance to win it there at the end for Cedar Rapids, but could not do it. So the Colonels fall today out at the ballpark. Hope everyone got a chance to go out and see the softball game on Saturday, too.
Yeah, rain threatened things in the morning, but it did clear off just in time. It looked like they had a couple thousand, maybe 3,000 people at the stadium. Friends of mine, Mike Bruner from the Rusty Nails, played in the game. Jason Cole of the Rusty Nails played in the game.
We had two Rusty Nails in this softball game, ladies and gentlemen. That's pretty cool.
They're better softball players than they are bowlers. Although they do come through more times than not. But yeah, Mike and Jason both playing in the game. And
now how did they divide up the teams?
I don't know.
It's like the batting order is, you know, Young, McGriff, Jackson, Bruner. You know, people like that. Is that how it works? You know we're going to get a text. You know we're going to get a call here.
Maybe we'll find out here.
We're going to maybe it's the all-star team against our locals.
That was a nice outing, though. Perfect Games charity benefiting. And I think a lot of they had over 500 kids, or at least 500 kids scheduled to participate in the clinic. And hats off to those former major leaguers and other celebrities, former Iowa players, NFL players who took time out to, you know, just a fun afternoon.
It was, and a good cause as well. So that was terrific to see, and hope everyone that made it out there had a chance to, you know, get some autographs, get a picture taken or whatnot. There they are, right? There they are. Your phone's blowing up.
Nope. False alarm.
Nope. Yeah. Oh, is that intimidating to the rest of the bowling league? On Wednesday nights at 2 of the Rusty Nails were playing in the celebrity softball game?
Doubtful.
No?
Doubtful.
Okay. 319-366-1600, our phone line. We're going to talk to Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News, talk a little football with him coming up on the program. As we have football coming up on Thursday night, the Broncos and the Falcons will go at it. AJ Green is already out for a significant amount of time. It's going to be anywhere between a month to 2 months, 4 weeks to 8 weeks, depending on how quickly he heals. But for a Cincinnati Bengals team that already probably didn't have a lot of aspirations going into the year, this certainly is not going to help as far as the Bengals are concerned. And we'll ask Vinny Iyer about that and about some other things coming up.
Zeke Elliott hold out.
Melvin Gordon.
How that's affecting things.
Tyreek Hill getting to St. Joe in Chiefs camp. So we'll see. Plenty of things to talk about as far as the National Football League is concerned. Mentioned baseball over the weekend. We talked about state baseball, but baseball as far as the major leagues. And we'll talk more about this coming up in just a little bit. Brewers took 2 out of 3 in Milwaukee from Chicago. And so that allowed the Cardinals to take a momentarily take a one-game lead. Cardinals fell yesterday. Cubs beat the Brewers, so they are in a flat-footed tie. Milwaukee only a game out. Cardinals and the Cubs get ready to go at it midweek this week, starting tomorrow night. You had the Trevor Bauer incident yesterday. Holy smoke. If you're the Indians, if you are the Cleveland Indians, can you win the Central and pass the Twins without Trevor Bauer? Because apparently they are shopping him, according to several experts out there.
I think it'd be tough. He's one of the top pitchers for Cleveland. He lost his cool yesterday. If you haven't seen the video, check it out. It's easy to find. Very childish thing to do, chucking the ball from the mound.
Could hurt somebody.
Into the center field, over the center field fence. And I thought Terry Francona, Cleveland manager, handled it beautifully. Went out and got him right away, and Bauer immediately, it looked like he was trying to say, hey, sorry, and Francona was having nothing of it.
Nope.
And sent him straight to the bench, and afterwards, Bauer apologized quite in depth, I should say. It was a really long apology, and said he was childish, and you know, now does any team want him?
That's the question.
If he's a, you know, a firecracker waiting to go off.
But I'm not sure that Cleveland can win it without him.
Yeah.
Unless they got some pieces that were ready to go. I mean, just, you know, plug and play and go. And if that is the case, maybe. If it isn't, then I'm not so sure. 319-366-1600.
Piece of news today, the Missouri Valley Football Conference issued their preseason picks, and Northern Iowa chosen to finish fifth in the league. That's the subject of our poll question at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emo's Hideaway. You and I picked to finish fifth in the MVFC. Is accurate or off the mark? Thanks to Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Historically speaking, it's probably off the mark.
Off the mark. I don't see a Mark Farley team finishing fifth, and this is a Mark Farley team. Yes, they don't have a quarterback as of yet, but a lot of the other pieces are there as far as UNI football is concerned. Schedule is very, very tough again. But Mark Farley gets the most out of that group, and I just don't see them finishing fifth, although I would say probably third or fourth.
Really tough league.
Oh, man. So you got North Dakota State, of course. What, 5 out of the last 6 years they've won the national championship. You got South Dakota State, who was a semifinalist last year. Illinois State is up there as well. You mentioned UNI. It is just an amazingly tough league. You'll take a look at the other, the Indiana States and the Youngstown States in there. You don't want to play on a given Saturday. And they're middle to bottom feeders in that league. So it is incredibly tough week in and week out. But we'll see. We'll see. I would put my money on UNI football. Always put my money on UNI football. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk some football, some NFL football. Vinny Iyer is going to join us from the Sporting News. Plenty to talk about. Camps are all underway. We got a game coming up on Thursday night, preseason game, the Hall of Fame game between the Broncos and the Falcons. By the way, Josie Jewell listed first team on the first depth chart for what that's worth as far as Denver Bronco football is concerned, the former Hawkeye. Mm-hmm. And you can hear him play right here on Thursday night on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back, talk some football right after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Linda Tire Service, where we put service first.
Drive safe this summer with Linda Tire, a great selection of tires from Hankook, Hercules, Nokian, and Yokohama. And to keep rolling safely, stop in for a maintenance check on your car or truck. Linder Tire Service, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Coupons and more specials at LinderTire.com.
Come to Linder Tire Service for quality tires and service.
More than just tires.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, did you forward me this email from Svetlana?
Yes.
You want me to interview her for a job?
Well, it says she's looking to get down to business.
It also says she likes gentle bear cub man who knows what he likes.
I'm gentle.
Dave, this is a Ukrainian dating site.
Corporate said we should hire more diverse candidates.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Today and every Monday, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Tune in from 4 to 7 right here on KGYM. Randy's Flooring, local flooring experts by design.
No game today. Twins enjoying an off day in South Florida. They open up a three-game series with the Marlins on Tuesday. Hi, this is Corey Provis on your home for Twins baseball.
On 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Back with you on the Gym Class here in KGYM. Vinny Iyer is going to join us from the Sporting News here in just a moment. Should mention as well the 2019-2020 PGA Tour schedule coming out today. And a little bit of a change. There's going to be an off week next year, Mark, for the Olympics, which are going to take place in Tokyo in 2020. That way that the participants mm-hmm. will not be missing a week as far as the PGA schedule is concerned. And the just played WGC FedEx St. Jude Invitational, which of course was just completed, leaves its July date and is going to be moving as well. So interesting. Other than that, not a whole lot of wiggle room.
John Deere Classic still before the Open.
I want to take a look at that. Let's see here. Yes, you are correct. And yeah, not a whole lot of significant. Last year was the year of the significant moves, so it should be a little bit more pleasing to the professionals out there. They've had a year to get started with mm-hmm. it and get used to it. So Zach Johnson, as we mentioned, playing this week, the Cedar Rapids native, over at the Wyndham Championships going on down in North Carolina this week. Also going on this week, the Hall of Fame game. Preseason getting underway for the National Football League, and talk about that. And all things NFL, we welcome in from the Sporting News, Vinny Iyer. You can give him a follow at Vinny Iyer on Twitter, VINNIEIYER. And it just makes my heart happy to talk some football. Vinny, how you doing on this Monday?
Doing well, and yeah, it's already here. Hard to believe we're going to actually have football this week. So it's exciting to know that it's getting real and getting serious, and teams are starting to form their identity here for 2019.
Seems like there's as many storylines out there, Vinny, as teams there are in the NFL. Would you agree?
Yeah, there's always some new drama popping up this year, more than others. The Raiders and Antonio Brown and the Hard Knocks that's about to come, and we can't wait to see what's going to go down there, all the craziness, and the Browns with Odell Beckham Jr., the Giants without Odell Beckham Jr. So just in that small circle of events, so many things going on. So I've never quite seen an offseason like this with so much change, and it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out.
Well, one of those big changes is the fact that the Cleveland Browns usually penciled in, maybe even sharpied in fourth in their division. A lot of people picking them not only to win the division, but maybe represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. And they've certainly got a terrific, terrific bunch of individuals there. And now the question is, what will Cleveland do with the target on their back as being the hunted instead of the hunters?
Yeah, it's very strange because the team still is fighting a playoff drought. It's not like they broke through and got a wild card last year and kind of got their feet wet. I mean, it's almost like we're going from stepping away from the table to all in right away. So it's interesting to see if that chemistry works out. I think that's the big question people have. They see the talent. They see all the players there, but very young. You have to learn how to win here. The Steelers have won a lot of games. The Ravens, with their coach, John Harbaugh, and Mike Tomlin, both of those guys have won a lot, and they're going to always get the most out of their team. So the Browns really can't mess up. It's not just hype here. It's expectations that they have to meet to really feel good about their season. So if they're not in the playoffs, I think it's going to be a disappointment for Cleveland. I think it could be a disappointment if they don't win the division. This is the opportunity you have. The Ravens lost things defensively. The Steelers lost Antonio Brown. The Bengals are taking a major step back. So it's not just the Browns are very good at this point. It's the other teams aren't, and you got to take advantage of that.
Vinny, what do you make of the Cowboys situation, and specifically Zeke Elliott holding out, Jerry Jones not electing to fine him as yet? Is this one big show that will work itself out? And if I'm not mistaken, Elliott, the Cowboys still control Elliott for two seasons.
Yeah, and this is the thing that's developing there, is that Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, all these contracts are starting to come together, needing to be doled out here in the coming years at different periods. So Zeke Elliott may be getting a little ahead of the game. There's definitely that Le'Veon Bell seed that's been playing, and a couple guys, him and Melvin Gordon. You see what happened to Todd Gurley. He signed his big deal, but he got knee issues after that, and you wonder if the Rams would have given that much money. So these guys want to get their money now while things could go south and the team controls more things and all that. So running back, there's got to be something with Bell there causing these guys to do that. But Jerry Jones, I think why he's not sweating his situation, he's got the money to pay these guys. We know it's just about math problem. How is he going to figure out to pay all of them under the cap? Who is he going to let go otherwise here? And the Cowboys have to figure all that out. But so far they've done that, and Jerry Jones wants to pay these guys. He's just trying to figure out how and maybe in what order as well, based on these contracts expiring.
Meanwhile, Vinny, out in Los Angeles, the Chargers are going through some problems with Melvin Gordon, or Melvin Gordon's going through problems with the L.A. Chargers at this point. He wants paid. Doesn't seem like the Chargers want to do that right now. Chargers, being a Chiefs fan, I know how good the Chargers are, and they're poised to maybe supplant the Chiefs as far as the AFC West is concerned, but I think they need Melvin Gordon. What do you think?
Well, you look at the record last year, and I think they were able to win a couple big games at Kansas City, at Pittsburgh there without Melvin Gordon. They had Justin Jackson, Austin Eckler. That turned out to be a pretty good combination for them. If I'm going to look at the Chargers, I think Melvin Gordon in this particular team is an important part, but he's not an indispensable part. He got so many key parts on defense there, Joey Bosa, Casey Hayward, and Derwin James, and just loaded on that side. And offensively, you got plenty of guys that can help Phillip Rivers put up points here. So I think it's a strange timing for Melvin Gordon. Again, it's tied to a guy in his draft class, Todd Gurley, getting paid early before he wouldn't have with the Rams with his knee issues. So I think these guys are just saying, we got to take advantage of our windows, young backs who are producing. Unfortunately, running back, the supply and demand, the simple economics of that position are not going to add in their favor. So I think in the end, you'll see both Gordon and Elliott have to just play through this year.
A lot of fans of NFC North teams in these parts, Vinny. Can you give us a quick handicap of that division?
Well, I think this has the potential to be a very competitive division. I mean, I look at picks across the board. I mean, last year the Bears dominated defensively, but you don't see them in a lot of picks right now. You see a lot of Vikings picks that they'll rebound here, and Kirk Cousins and this offense will get a little bit better. You see a lot of Packers picks with all the money they spend in free agency on defense, the Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur connection, and the Bears also in the mix, of course, because of their offense improving to help their defense. So I think that is a pretty mighty three-team race. And Lions, I like the way they're going, trying to become a more physical team, a defensive-minded team. But to break through in this division, it's going to be really tough as they change that identity. I think you'll see the Lions become a running and a defense team, something we haven't seen in a while. But this is just going to be a fun division to watch because I think top to bottom, this has the four most talented teams that equally match up with each other.
You think, Vinny, that's why the Lions went out and picked up Mike Daniels after he was let go by Green Bay?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, they want to become tougher up front on both lines. They invested quite a bit in their offensive line to get that way. Now you're going to use a lot, two tight end sets there with T.J. Hockenson, Jesse James. You got Kerryon Johnson, want to do some pounding there. So they want to be physical, maybe playing a little differently than the other teams in the division. Throwing it back is going to help the Lions here.
I know you delve into fantasy football a bit as well, Vinny. I wanted to ask you about Kyler Murray and what to expect from him inside and outside fantasy football.
Well, Kyler Murray, I think we're not sure exactly how this Cliff Kingsbury offense is going to play out, but what we do know, it's going to be a lot of shotgun spread. We know there's going to be a lot of passing because you have some talented guys, especially David Johnson out of the backfield. That's such that hybrid receiver back that can do a lot of special things on the field. So it makes sense to use these guys, Larry Fitzgerald, Christian Kirk. You had Andy Isabella in the draft, who's very fast. So it makes sense to get all these guys in open field and have Kyler Murray kind of at the controls and throws. So you could easily see a 60-40 passing team this year. And there's going to be every opportunity for Kyler Murray to take off and run as well, because you don't want to limit that part of his game as a rookie either. So there's a lot of potential for Kyler Murray to just be let loose here with Kingsbury. He knows this offense better than most rookies would know an offense, better than some of the veterans on his team. So that's certainly going to help the familiarity. I think you look at the Cardinals' defense, there's going to be some struggles there with that Patrick Peterson. So you add that up, but Kyler Murray's going to be busy throwing the ball and running the ball this year.
As far as fantasy football leagues, we get a lot of comment on our radio show about wanting to know various things about fantasy football. It looks like running backs may go, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 in the first couple rounds of 12-team drafts.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I mean, just because those workhorses are rare, I think there's a good debate there at the top. I mean, we need to see how Zeke's situation plays out. But Elliott and Saquon Barkley are right up there. Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey. I think David Johnson, as I mentioned, could be in for a rebound season. I think Le'Veon Bell will fit in well to Jets. James Conner there, continuing things for the Steelers. So that's a lot of backs right there. And if Melvin Gordon kind of gets resolved, you feel good about his chances to produce. And you go on and on with these backs, but there are a lot of special ones in this league, and it's tilting to some guys that are just going to see that consistent 20 to 25 touches. And when you get backs like that, they're the best asset in fantasy football because there's a little bit of volatility receiver with Antonio Brown changing teams, Odell Beckham changing teams, and being a bit of a durability risk. But when you have running back that touches the ball 20, 25 times as a runner and receiver, the numbers are going to be there. That's your best bet to go with in that early round.
Vinny Iyer joining us a couple more minutes here from the Sporting News, talking some NFL with you here on the Gym Class and KGYM. And I always love to ask these questions at this time of the year because you get so many different types of answers. Is there a team early on that you like, that may be flying under the radar a little bit as far as this 2019 NFL season is concerned?
I don't know if they're ever flying under the radar with Aaron Rodgers, but I really think the Packers can make a lot of noise and compete here for the NFC. I really like the defensive improvements they made. It's going to come together. They could afford to lose Mike Daniels here. That's how strong their front seven was. So I really like the potential for the Packers in 2019.
With Aaron Rodgers going right there. How about Tyreek Hill's situation in Kansas City? We've all followed that as far as what happened in the offseason. He is back. Doesn't sound like he's going to be serving a suspension of any sort. We'll see. But it's going to be tough for him to get back into just football mode, and it should be tough for him to get back into football mode. How do you foresee the whole Tyreek Hill situation playing out this year?
Yeah, I mean, you look at that, and with that news, I mean, Kansas City basically has one change in the offense that is notable to them. That's at center. So, and you look at Tyreek Hill being intact. I think you look at Patrick Mahomes, the upside with him. There are no concerns now about this receiving core. Yeah, it'll take him a while to get back up to speed, but it helps that he is just a speed guy as well, that he's going to stay in shape running fast, and that's not going to be too much of an issue. He's a smaller guy. There's not a weight concern there. But how is he going to be received there with the Chiefs and the fans? I think you've seen this organization be open a little bit with the guys they take chances on. I mean, just in this offseason, they added Frank Clark there that has a past that some people would question. So this is the way the Chiefs want to operate. They believe in this second chance thing. And at this point, in the eyes of the league, as far as the Chiefs are concerned, Tyreek Hill is okay and clear to play here. So that's all they're caring about. This is a guy that is going to step in and be what he did for Patrick Mahomes last season. That's a big deal because you drop off there, the Chiefs are a different team. But with him in the mix, with Travis Kelce, and what all these other receivers can do for Mahomes, they're pretty much as dangerous as they were last year.
God, Vinny, I've seen your profile. You're a Jeopardy winner and loser. Is that true?
Yes, it is. It's been a while. It's been almost 21 years now. But, yeah, it happened when I was in college, won 3 days there, well before they doubled the money. So a little unfortunate there. But, yeah, it was a nice little run there. So you eventually, if you're a Jeopardy winner, you have to lose at some point. So that's what happened. 3-1, not a bad record. I'll take that.
Nice. Congratulations.
I will take that as well. And hey, Vinny, hope to talk more with you as we head into the NFL season and throughout the 2019 season. Keep up the great work of the Sporting News. And thank you very much for your time. We do appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Vinny Iyer joining us from the Sporting News. Give him a follow on Twitter, at Vinny Iyer, VINNIEIYER.
Mm-hmm.
Good follow out there. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Coming up on 3:50. More to come on the Monday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
People think that I'm not a big firm, I'm not a large company. What would anyone want with my data? But you don't know. Client credit cards, employee information, it's all critically important and it needs to stay secure.
Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. If you ever have a question about how secure is your network, give us a call. We can certainly do an audit.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
A great round of golf doesn't have to cost a fortune. $25 is all you need. Now through the end of August, have fun in the sun Monday through Thursday from 11 to 1 at any City of Cedar Rapids golf course. Get in a full 18 holes and half cart for only $25. And if you love to hit the links on Fridays, head over to Twin Pines for the same $25 deal anytime on Fridays. What a way to enjoy the rest of summer. Schedule your tee time now at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Pros do it right to have the quantities you need on hand for the job by buying in bulk. Lowe's is here to help by stocking what you need for any size job and at great savings. Save up to 40% on our everyday low price when you purchase pro packs of molding compared to single sticks. Load up on drywall, drywall accessories, and backer board and get up to 15% off just by making a bulk purchase. Place your order at lowesforpros.com and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site faster. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. U.S. only.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
This is the sound of @KoalaMama85 asking DQ to bring back the Snickers Blizzard. And this is the sound of us making the Snickers Blizzard. And the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers. And this is the sound of 5,157 happy Snickers Blizzard lovers saying OMG smile emoji praise hands thank you exclamation point praise hands. That's what a Snickers Blizzard sounds like. And it's back with the all-new peanut butter pie Blizzard made with Snickers.
DQ, happy tastes good.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Our thanks to Vinny Iyer for joining us here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. We'll talk some Major League Baseball in depth coming your way tomorrow on the program, but we do have some baseball news. The trade deadline comes up Wednesday, the one and only trade deadline as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, and talked a little bit about the National League Central and three teams within one game of each other, and the first salvo has been fired. Well, I guess that's not true. The Cubs have picked up Kimbrel and they picked up Holland, but the Brewers today just have picked up pitcher Jordan Lyles from the Pittsburgh Pirates, an intra-division trade, which is always interesting, Mark. They get Jordan Lyles from the Pirates in exchange for Cody Ponce.
Could that pave the way for Mitch Keller to return to the Pirates?
Could be the case. Could be the case. As Pittsburgh is in fifth right now. Reds have passed them, and within the last week and a half or so, as far as the standings in the National League Central are concerned. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen twofold. First of all, for the Twins, do you anticipate the Twins maybe making a move, maybe a minor move? We'll talk more about this coming up tomorrow when we talk MLB, but Twins did make a move, picked up the relief pitcher.
Sergio Romo from Miami, who got off to a really rocky start this year, but lately has been pretty darn good, and he's a veteran who couldn't use more arms.
Especially bullpen arms.
Exactly.
Everybody can use more bullpen arms. And with that in mind, the other side of that, the twofold situation is it affects the minor leagues. It affects possibly people in the Cedar Rapids organization. There have been scouts out looking at Cedar Rapids.
Lewin Diaz involved in that Sergio Romo trade.
That is right. Yeah. Who played here 2 years ago for the Cedar Rapids Colonels in 2017. He was a part of that Sergio Romo trade. And Wander Javier is sitting out there. If the Twins want to go maybe a little bit bigger. Wander Javier, of course, playing with the Cedar Rapids Colonels and one of the top prospects as far as the Twins organization is concerned. Mm-hmm. It would take a pretty good piece to get Javier, I would think. But stranger things have happened, including on this day.
Yes, 30 years ago.
30 years ago when the White Sox traded Harold Baines to the Texas Rangers. For Wilson Alvarez, who turned out to be a very good pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
Veteran Scotty Fletcher. and some young skinny kid named Sammy Sosa.
Yeah.
And who didn't turn out to be some skinny kid named Sammy Sosa when he went from the south side to the north side. That happened 30 years ago today.
1989, yep.
So a little bit of baseball history. Oh, by the way, and Michael Jordan also hit his first minor league home run on this date. That was on my calendar today.
Mm.
Yeah, always trying to get me to remember those glorious Jordan years of the Chicago White Sox organization. 319-366-1600. It's the final at state baseball tournament. Central Lee has fallen to Des Moines Christian by a score of 9-7. So it will be North Lynn and Des Moines Christian going at it on Thursday. Either the first or the second game in the 2A semifinals, I should say. North Lynn, a winner earlier on today, as the Lynx got a 6-run first inning behind Jake Hilmer and went on to beat West Branch 8-1 today. Jake Hilmer only went 4 so that he could throw later on in the week. Coach Griffith pulling him out after 4 innings, saving the pitch count with him.
Game coming up Thursday, North Lynn and Des Moines Christian.
That is correct. And then you got West Sioux and New Hampton getting ready to go at it. And then in the nightcap tonight will be Van Meter. And the other team escapes me at this point. But I know Van Meter is one of those. All right, we'll take a final break, come back, wrap things up on the Gym Class after this, KGYM.
If you're a small business owner, there's no better place to find the impact hire to help your business than LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends qualified candidates from their community of engaged and career-minded people, candidates who you likely won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting a job on LinkedIn and visit linkedin.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports for $50 off your first job post. linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Valero salutes you and all your finest moments. For those times you go beyond what you thought possible. Whether that looks like running that extra mile or that extra errand. For taking on a new challenge, a new adventure, or a new route to work. Wherever life's finest moments take you, get there with the finest fuel. Valero top tier certified quality fuel. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at valerocleangas.com.
Back to wrap things up on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. As we mentioned, coming up tomorrow, we are going to be talking some Major League Baseball. And then coming up on Wednesday will be Golf Talk with Caddy Smack with Brian Haas here in the studio. And no Twins baseball tonight as the Twins head to South Beach to take on the Marlins.
Yep, series against the Marlins. And then...
Kansas City.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Coming up this weekend. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
PN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. Major League Baseball's trade deadline of Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. What else can we see between now and then? Well, so far.